This is Jay Sekulow. There's been a focus on the situation with Israel and Hamas. But what about the group ISIS killing Christians?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is the issue that stands not only before the international community today regarding Israel, it stands before the international community with a wave of radical terrorists that are now seizing vast cities, civilian population, and doing exactly the tactic that Hamas is doing. That's exactly what ISIL is doing, what Hezbollah is doing, what Boko Haram is doing, what Hamas is doing is what Al-Qaeda is doing.
Earlier today, there was a huge rally in Gaza City, thousands of people supporting Hamas. And one of the leaders there continued the militant group's fiery rhetoric, saying that Hamas's, quote, finger is on the trigger, that it's willing to continue to fight if its demands aren't met. The clock is ticking to see if that 72-hour truce will be extended. Will it remain quiet on the ground? Israel maintains, though, John, that if the rocket and mortar fire continues, Israel's Air Force will strike back.
I also think it is important to remember that Hamas acts extraordinarily irresponsibly when it is deliberately sighting rocket launchers in population centers, putting populations at risk because of that particular military strategy. Now, having said all that, I've also expressed my distress at what's happened to innocent civilians, including women and children, during the course of this process.
ISIS terrorists making a major strategic gain in Iraq, taking control of the country's largest dam. The fighting in Mosul raging for days, but it took only 1 hour for the militants to capture that dam. And it now can be used as a weapon of mass destruction, giving ISIS the ability to flood Iraq's major cities, including Baghdad. The Islamic militants also overrunning several Christian communities in northern Iraq. Tens of thousands of people are now fleeing, fearing they will be subject to demands made in other captured Christian areas.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to talk about the situation with this tentative truce right now that's going on. The discussion, though, has increased about potential war crimes. The International Criminal Court in The Hague, we've been there once on Israel's behalf, but there's talk about that. But then the president made a statement, we're going to get into that, where he called the actions of Hamas, this is what's so ironic to me. He said, I said from the beginning that it was, what was the phrase he used? Acting extremely irresponsibly. Now, David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is here. Putting civilians blocking bombs is more than acting irresponsibly.
Oh, it's an act of evil. It's their
it's a war crime also.
Exactly. It's their deliberate intention is to kill as many Palestinian civilians as they can. They hide behind them, and then when Palestinian civilians die, they go to the Western press, which reports that as if that's the only casualties that are occurring here. And they report it as if Israel could somehow prevent it. Israel's fighting the most precise war possibly in the history of warfare. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. And yet is being accused by war crimes.
War crimes. Now, Skip, we only have about 30 seconds here. But the president says extraordinarily irresponsible talking about Hamas.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It is despicable. It's a war crime. He should call it out as it is. He's holding his language back against Hamas, which is clearly the war breaker and the one that's creating the war crimes.
Right.
And then he's criticizing Israel for having to deal with a situation that was not their making, but they have to somehow single out the military people from the civilians, and they try to do that as best they can. But as David said, Hamas likes to have civilian casualties. It is a major propaganda victory every time an innocent civilian is killed.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls. What do you think about the president saying it is, quote, I mean, this again, it's just mind-boggling to me, extraordinarily irresponsible of Hamas to use human shields. But yet Israel, he said it was their acts were disgraceful, despicable, disgraceful, horrible, war crimes. We're taking your calls at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to talk about also the situation with this group ISIS killing Christians all over Iraq and Syria. 877-989-2255. If you want to add your name to the petition standing for Israel, you could also do that at ACLJ.org. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, today and tomorrow, last 2 days, to sign on this petition backing Israel. You could do that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. There is some breaking news here, which is this concern we have with this group ISIS. They're not really, now they're called the Islamic State, but it was the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They are more radical than anybody I think we've ever dealt with in this conflict. And they not only have a lot of money, but they've got territory. And, David, we just got a breaking news item that there's a serious concern that the president may even, President Obama may order a military strike to aid trapped Iraqis. You also have Christians in Iraq that are being just slaughtered. What is the main concern here?
Well, right now there's an emergency, a humanitarian emergency. There's 40,000 civilians trapped on a mountaintop that have fled ISIS rebels. The ISIS has surrounded the base of the mountain, and they're literally starving them to death. I mean, up to 100 children per day are dying of starvation right now, and that will accelerate because they don't have water. So we're looking at literally a mass death event in Iraq on this mountaintop. And so the Obama administration is looking at that and considering airdrops of humanitarian supplies and airstrikes to break the blockade to allow them to escape. So that's the kind of humanitarian disaster we're looking at right now. And that's happening right under our eyes.
Now, you also said there's this concern about a dam. I guess there's let's talk about this.
Right.
You were just mentioning. So what's the status with this
now,
situation?
Now, this situation is beyond scary. There is a huge dam in northern Iraq that the ISIS rebels have seized. They've captured from the Iraqi army. Now, this dam holds back an enormous amount of water. If that dam is blown, there are some, John Bolton has written about this, has talked about this, there are some that say that the death toll from that could be in the millions from the flood of water that would come down. It could even wash out the city of Baghdad.
Skip, you and I were dealing with this in Oxford about this group ISIS. We've done a paper on this. We probably need to get that paper posted online. Get it as a resource so people know what we've got here. This idea that they could use this like mass casualty situation, that would be within their realm of what they would like to do, correct? I mean, that's the kind of aspect of what they want to really do.
That's exactly right. We need to recognize these people for who they are. They believe that they have a monopoly on the truth, that only the Islam as they understand it is true Islam. And if they are going after Muslims that they don't think are pure enough, they're going against Shia Muslims, which they think are heretics, and they're going against anyone who is not a Muslim, the Jews and the Christians, and they're willing to kill them all in order to reestablish this Islamic caliphate. This group is so extreme that even Al-Qaeda has distanced themselves and refuses to cooperate because they are so extreme. The West needs to wake up. This is a potential disaster of epic proportions, not only in the Middle East, but they have the will to bring it to our shores as well and to Europe, and we need to be ready and we need to do something now.
I'll tell you something, folks. It's a pretty serious situation. Fox News broke this earlier. Jenna Lee was on. Take a listen to this, 37.
Well, ISIS terrorists making a major strategic gain in Iraq, taking control of the country's largest dam. The fighting in Mosul raging for days, but it took only 1 hour for the militants to capture that dam. And it now can be used as a weapon of mass destruction, giving ISIS the ability to flood Iraq's major cities, including Baghdad. The Islamic militants also overrunning several Christian communities in northern Iraq. Tens of thousands of people are now fleeing, fearing they will be subject to demands made in other captured Christian areas, convert to Islam or face death.
So this is, folks, we're talking serious stuff here. I mean, this is very, very, very serious. The whole region is in a point of unbelievable conflict. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's do this. Let's go to Janet, who's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Jay. Good morning. My question is, I know the Jewish people are brilliant people. I mean, they're the best doctors, et cetera. Why would they have voted for Obama when
The Jewish vote, like any vote, is not monolithic. I mean, there's plenty of Jewish people that voted for Mitt Romney. I mean, it's split. I mean, it depends on location, as it does with so many other voters. You know, but why did Presbyterians vote for President Obama? I mean, it's a hard... The support base on the politics, I will tell you this. If you talk to the vast amount of Jewish people in the United States, though, they would, in a very real way, be supporting Israel. I don't think there's any question about that. So this idea that the vote is monolithic, I don't buy that either. I don't think the vote is monolithic. There's plenty of Jewish people that vote for Republicans, plenty that vote for Democrats. So this is beyond that, though. I mean, you're talking about right now between what's happened with Israel and Hamas and what's happening with the Iraqi state, the Islamic State, this ISIS group. You're talking about, genocidal capabilities here. I mean, the president of the United States, I'm going to play this bite. This is the one I just cannot even believe. This is how the president decides to address human shields being utilized by Hamas, including kids, to protect bombs. Okay? And the president's statement on it, this is what's so mind-boggling to me. Number 11.
I also think it is important to remember that Hamas acts extraordinarily irresponsibly when it is deliberately citing rocket launchers in population centers.
Deliberately citing rocket launchers. We know that's bad. It's called a war crime, by the way. Extraordinarily irresponsible? That's what Hamas has done? They have been extraordinarily irresponsible. How about this? They have committed war crimes. What is so difficult? The president has no trouble saying Israel's actions were disgraceful. He didn't say, by the way, Hamas's actions were disgraceful. They were extraordinarily irresponsible. And there's a big difference between disgraceful and extraordinarily irresponsible.
I mean, irresponsible sounds like a reckless teen in a car. I mean, that's an absurd statement to make. I mean, we're talking about, and I think I was listening to a radio broadcast with a guy named Dexter Filkins, who's a phenomenal expert on the Middle East, and he described Hamas and the jihadists as psychopaths. This is what they're trying to do. They are trying to kill as many civilians as possible. Every single rocket they launch into Israel, they're fervently praying will hit a school, will hit a hospital.
Right.
And then every retaliatory strike from Israel, they're fervently praying will hit a school, will hit a hospital. That's what these people are.
You know, I said this, Skip, the last couple of days. I mean, does anybody out there really believe that Israel's sitting around in their command centers? I've been in those command centers saying, gee, let's go take out a UN hospital. Let's go get a school. Does anybody out there that's listening to this broadcast right now, I know a couple of you did because you called in the last few days. Do you really believe that Israeli intelligence is saying, hey, there's a UN school. Let's blow it up. Or is it because that, in the words of President Obama, the Hamas is acting extraordinarily irresponsible by putting civilians in those facilities in the first place?
I mean, Go ahead.
No
sane person believes that the Israelis are trying to do that. Only people who intentionally blind themselves to reality believe that. But you are exactly right. The president chose such a benign word, such a word that is completely useless in this situation. These people are sociopaths. These people are doing it intentionally to have casualties created because they reap a huge, huge propaganda victory in the world press.
You know,
and
when
that's the only reason they're doing
you're
it.
Right. When we were, Skip and I were, when we were at Oxford debating this in a program there at just a couple weeks ago, there was a woman from Australia, I believe. And in the middle of the debate, when we were talking about Hamas using human shields and that, you know, everybody wants to blame Israel, but the fact is Hamas is the one engaged in war crimes. She walked out of the meeting, walked out of the conference, left the classroom. And this tells you this kind of blinders on that people have. That's appalling. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you this. I think we have to be very cautious when we're realizing what we're dealing with and the scope and nature of who we're dealing with. Let's go right back to the phones really quickly here. Dean is calling. Let's not do Dean. Let's do Daryl's been watching. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Jay, I just want to thank you and your team so much
sure.
for standing up for the truth. And this just goes, my wife and I sit down and try and figure out when Christians or people who claim to be Christians call in and take this
yeah.
stand against Israel. This goes back to when the British armed all of the foes of Israel when they became a nation and they were given a tiny strip of land. I tell you, I feel like sometimes it was the UN's way of trying to gather the Jews in one spot and finish the problem.
Well, you know, my statement is this. This scenario, and I remember, I don't use the phrase anti-Semitic because Arabs are Semites also. So it's not anti-Semitism. It's anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Be really clear about that. But this is, look, it's been around since the beginning of time, and it's not going away. It's just at a level now that's palpable. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'll tell you, folks, we're fighting back on this. We need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this petition. Again, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255, Standing With Israel. Critical you do that. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign for the month of August. Just getting that underway. You can help us there at ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way to do it. ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with your calls. And don't forget to like us and share us on Facebook. We are approaching, between mine and the ACLJ's, just under 2 million. Back with more in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population.
Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
There is a growing concern of what's happening here. I'm going to go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Brennan calling from Illinois on line 3. Brennan, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
How are you doing today? I actually, really quick, I have to agree with a few points from your last caller because I did a little snooping myself, and my question will come up to you guys really quick, is with the Balfour Declaration, the Rothschild, and the UN.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, how does that Balfour Declaration tie into what the UN and Israel, hence the Rothschild, basically took control from, like,
let's back up. So the Balfour Declaration was a letter from Lord Balfour to Baron Lionel de Rothschild, saying that Her Majesty's government views with favor the establishment of a Jewish state. Is that the one you're talking about, the Balfour Declaration?
That is absolutely, and how that ties into today's mess that we're seeing between Hamas and Palestine.
It doesn't tie. Why would it tie into? Why do you think it would tie into that at all?
Well, because
you think the Rothschilds are controlling the whole thing?
If I was sitting in my, just one quick example.
No, can I ask you a question? Do you think the Rothschild family is controlling everything that's going on in the Middle East today?
Yes, sir. I believe in the hexagram. I don't believe it. I believe the menorah should be the state flag, not the hexagram. If you do your homework, the 6 points, the 6 sides.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm asking you the question, the Balfour, not to try to do conspiracy theories here.
The Balfour Declaration was an expression of government intent. And Skip is a bit of an expert on the Balfour Declaration, but I want you to stay in line here, Brennan. Go ahead, Skip.
Well, the Balfour Declaration was a statement of a government intent by the British government. They had no authority to do any of it. It became an international document after World War I,
right,
when the League of Nations, which is not, had very few Jews in it, they adopted this as an international agreement. And they are the ones who then had the mandate for Palestine. So it was at that point in time that the international community, through the League of Nations, decided that they would fulfill that. You have to keep in mind, though, that Palestine at that time included all of the current state of Jordan. So as soon as the British got hold of that, they took 78% of the Palestinian mandate and gave it to the Arabs. So there is an Arab state already out of Palestine.
So does that help Brennan explain it?
Yes, that's very fine. You guys have a thank you again, and you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you. All righty. I hope that helped. All right. 1-800-684-3110. Jeff's calling from Virginia on line 5. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I'm retired Air Force. What struck me about the president's statement was that he goes on to call that, instead of calling it a war crime, hiding those weapons in population centers, he calls it a military strategy.
Yeah, let me play this for everybody. And by the way, thank you for your service, Jeff. Here, let's play number 11.
I also think it is important to remember that Hamas acts extraordinarily irresponsibly when it is deliberately citing rocket launchers in population centers, putting populations at risk because of that particular military strategy.
So, David, I think Jeff brings up a good point. Particular military strategy, you mean a war crime?
Yeah, it's a war crime. Now, I will say this. The jihadists use war crimes strategically.
Oh, sure. They sure do.
I mean, if it weren't for war crimes, jihadists wouldn't be doing anything. I mean, that's what they do. That defines who they are. But what the president is doing here is he needs to use plain English to describe what they do.
It will not happen. It's not going to happen.
You're right.
Because it goes back to what we've been saying for the last 2 years. None of this fits within the president's narrative on the Middle East.
Right.
None of this fits within the narrative of the Middle East, period. So he's not going to change his mind.
Well, that's right. And let's not forget, during this conflict, as a matter of fact, his Secretary of State was advancing the Muslim Brotherhood argument for ceasefire. In other words, he was taking the Hamas position on the terms of a ceasefire. Let's not forget that. That was objectively on the side of Hamas. Even though he was saying things like, of course, Israel has a right to defend itself, the terms they were advancing, the countries that they were advancing in connection with these discussions, for in particular Turkey, were on the side of Hamas.
No, there's no doubt about that. Let's go to Julie's calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on line 6. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yep.
Hey, Jay, I'm really appalled by what's happening in the world. And I see the support for Palestine, the gatherings and so forth in front of the White House and all over the world. And I'm wondering, why hasn't something been done where the Christians gather together?
Okay, you're talking about in a protest format. Let me tell you what's going on. So that's a good question, Julie. Let me play for you. This is the next phase of this Hamas conflict, and we need to be really clear here. Listen to number 4.
This is a testing period now. Can a terrorist organization fire thousands of rockets at the cities of a democracy? Can a terrorist organization embed itself in civilian areas? Can it dig terror tunnels from civilian areas? Can it do so with impunity because it counts on the victimized country to respond as it must, as any country would, and then be blamed for it? Can we accept a situation in which the terrorists would be exonerated and their victims accused?
So I don't think it's a question of protests on the street, and Skip has already been working on this. It's going to be, Julie, filing the necessary documents defending Israel's right to defend itself in the courts, the international tribunals, the UN, International Criminal Court in The Hague. And Skip, we're already working on that.
We are. But Julie has to keep in mind, though, that there are 56 Islamic countries in the world. They form the biggest bloc in the United Nations, and they have agreed on a policy to delegitimize Israel. So Israel's not only being attacked by many countries, but there are 56 that are totally dedicated to its destruction and to its to delegitimize it. And therefore, we have a big war to fight here on to win back those who should be thinking about the rule of law, which includes the Western nations, and they are the ones that are capitulating right now.
And we're working on this, folks. Believe me, we got teams of lawyers working on this. We're here for another half hour. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to sign on those petitions. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to try but grab another call quickly before the break. John is calling from Asheville, North Carolina, on line 5. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I appreciate you guys' work very much.
Thanks.
My comment is that this is America's Genesis 12:3 moment.
And
that
you're right.
And that is he'll, you know, the Lord will curse those who curse, you know, the nation of Israel. And our president is leading us down that path. We need to be
But also Genesis 12:3 says, I will bless those that bless thee. So that's what we've got to do. And that means whether it's in the courts of law, the courts of public opinion, we've got to fight up and stand up for Israel here and not allow this parade of ridiculous statements, including the president saying extraordinary irresponsible activity of Hamas instead of calling it a war crime. Hey, folks, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. But as we go to a break, we're at SiriusXM, you get the full hour of the broadcast here. So, you know, listen, a lot of your stations are carrying it as well. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. But sign on that petition to bless Israel. You can do that right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And remember, like us and share us on Facebook. It is really critical that we hear from you. Back with more, including your comments in just a moment.
We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. That song, which is done but not being released on video yet, we'll have that come out in the next couple of weeks by our good friend John Schlitt, who's also joined us in the studio along with David French and Skip Ash. But we do have some breaking news on this front, on this whole idea of Israel being taken to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. And Skip, this is a really positive development, because this was the former ICC prosecutor that we dealt with for a number of years on the first go-round of this in 2009, 2010. What's the breaking news here?
Well, he recognized that the Palestinians have the right, probably now that they've been recognized as a sort of an observer state at the UN, to do what they might want to do. But he said he recommended against it, because he said, if you go against the Israelis, they will be able to come against you. And he cited specifically the firing of rockets indiscriminately at Israel as being a problem for the Palestinians, because that definitely, without any doubt, is a war crime. And therefore, the people who fired and the people who authorized that would be subject immediately to criminal investigation, possible prosecution.
So, you know, they all want to talk about war crimes, except, you know, nobody in our administration is saying anything about war crimes on the Hamas part. But, David, it's interesting, because you combine this shooting the rockets into civilian territory, which is what Hamas does, and then using civilians to be a shield for their weapons, which is also a war crime. But they don't care about the laws of war and the laws of our armed conflict. I mean, these are terrorist groups. They don't care.
No, absolutely they don't care. And if the ICC tried to investigate them for war crimes, and if ICC investigators came to Gaza, they'd behead them. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with here. They are absolutely death-obsessed, psychopathic jihadists. And until we get that through our heads and understand that, we're never going to understand the plight that Israel is in, the challenge that Israel faces.
You know, we're taking your calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our friend John Schlitt is here as well. And John, you were actually just in the region, in Saudi Arabia, of all places, ministering. And this this growing anti-Israel, I don't call it anti-Semitism anymore, it's anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment that's going on, especially even here in the United States. And you've been traveling, and know you've been at churches and other concert venues. This, we have got to be able to address head on that the United States, we have a biblical mandate. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean we give Israel a pass on everything they do, but we have a biblical mandate to bless Israel and support Israel. We turn our back on Israel. We were talking about this at our band practice the other night. Yeah. We turn our back on Israel, we're starting a real problem here in the United States.
Amen. Amen. You know, I still believe we're a Christian country, and I believe that we have to look at the Jewish people, Israel, as the blessed, you know, as the blessed people. It's that simple for me. I realize a lot of people are going to argue about it, but I've watched not just the Israeli or the Jewish people being disrespected for the last 20 years, but the Christians. It goes hand in hand. We go hand in hand. We've got to understand that as the Jews walk, we walk later.
Yeah.
So it's almost self-preservation. We've got to guard. They're the frontline warrior, buddy. Seriously, they're frontline warriors. They're the ones that are taking all. If they disappear, we're the next in line.
Well, you know, if you look at, we talked about this yesterday, David, when we talked about, if you got, on one hand, you've got Hamas lobbing rockets into Israeli towns to try to kill Jews, and then you've got ISIS going in, and we'll talk about it after the break, but ISIS going in, now killing Christians.
Oh,
give me 15 seconds on
that. On a mass scale. It's an emerging genocide in Iraq right now.
So what John Schlitz just says, right, Jews and Christians here need to be united because this is, let me tell you, it's one or the other, and let me know what's going to happen. So we've got to fight back. We're standing up for Israel. We encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. We're going to take your calls when we come back from the break, but you stand up and fight with us. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more.
As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Podcast, everyone. We are here in the studio. David French is with me, and John Schlitt and Skip is in our studios at the campus of Regent University. And John, before the break, you had said something that I want to reiterate and then get David to really focus in on, because this is a very real situation. And that is, we've got Jews being killed in, or attempted to be killed, and there have been. I mean, there's been casualties in Israel by Hamas. And you've got in Iraq and in Syria, Christians being wiped out. Mm-hmm. And this is simultaneous. So we're walking down this path together.
But there's one common denominator. Who's doing it? It's the Muslim extremist. Period.
Right.
And we've got to understand, and it's been this way for 20 years, Jay. I started touring 25 years ago.
Right.
And for the last 20 years, I've watched Christians and Jewish religion being just totally laughed at, degraded. And meanwhile, the other religion is being put on pedestals. You can't touch them with 10-foot pole.
Even the president can't say, he cannot say Hamas committed a war crime. I mean, he can't even say it. He has to say this ridiculous statement, number 11.
I also think it is important to remember that Hamas acts extraordinarily irresponsibly.
Extraordinarily irresponsible is like, you know, that's, you know, going 40 in a 30 zone or something. I mean, you know, this is diplomacy by the eight, you know, single A division ball. That's what this is. This is absurd. But David brought up a very important point during the break, folks, because this is really serious. Christians are being killed in Iraq, being wiped out, towns being destroyed right now.
Here's how bad it is, okay? Right now, Christians are being ethnically cleansed, religiously cleansed from entire regions, being chased by jihadists. They're fleeing to Kurdistan, which is
right. Thankfully
a safe haven. But even Kurdistan, the defenses are crumbling. Why? They're running out of ammunition, and guess who is not resupplying them with ammunition? The Obama administration. Think about that for a minute. The only difference... the only difference between the plight of Jews in Israel and Christians in Mosul is that the Jews in Israel, thank God, have F-16s and have Merkava tanks to protect them. The Iraqis in Mosul, the Iraqi Christians in Mosul have nothing to protect them because we abandoned them. We turned our back on them. The Obama administration turned our back on them, and now they are helpless and dying.
It is shameful, Skip, that what has happened here, and we have not talked enough this week about, and we're going to talk about this again tomorrow on the broadcast, the plight of the Christians in these areas. It is. We saw that last month when we were in Oxford, but it has gotten much worse even since we just came back a week and a half ago. It's gotten much worse.
That's exactly right. Look at all the press that was taking place about this incursion of the Israelis into the Gaza Strip. And then look at all the people who are dying in Syria, all the people who are dying in Iraq. And where are the reports? You may have 1 or 2 minutes during a week on that, and you cannot get away from the fact that the Israelis are defending themselves against the same type of people in the Gaza Strip, and yet the Israelis are the ones being criticized for defending themselves. The world is turned upside down. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, and that's exactly where we are. And these Christians are being led like lambs to the slaughter because the West is just turning their back on them.
Folks, we need you to stand up here and not fund these groups with our taxpayer dollars. You can join this petition at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I want to go to Susan, who's calling from Kansas City, Missouri. She's on line 4. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Sure.
It's awesome. You can't be a true Christian and not stand with Israel. That's number one. And the next thing is, what I don't understand is why people don't realize that with the extreme thoughts these people have, that we are all on their hit list, every one of us.
Well, I mean, this goes, look, Susan, you're exactly correct. I mean, again, John Schlitz said this earlier in the broadcast, and I think it's thematically what's now people are realizing. This is not just about the state of Israel or Jewish people. This is an organization. These are organizations that are very sophisticated with weaponry that has a very serious degree of lethality. And they're using it to go after two groups of people. And, John, it's Jews and Christians.
Absolutely.
That's who's the target.
There you go. There you go. And the only difference between Christian and Jewish people are the Jews in the front line.
Yeah.
They're the spear of our defense. They really are. They're the ones going out and facing the enemy. And we're sitting back here hiding behind Obama going, I don't think it's my job. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, I could get into a whole thing there. His view of what his job is, I think, Skip, still is, and David, that we placate them and somehow they will like us. Skip?
Oh, exactly. And look how that's worked. You know, he goes, he gives a wonderful speech in Cairo, which cuts down our allies, which apologizes for our culture and our history.
Yeah.
And then he thinks everybody's just going to rise up and call him the Messiah and everything's going to be fine. And then everything goes to hell in a handbasket because he does not understand what it takes in that culture to prevail. You know, they respect strength and we project weakness. And as long as we do that, we will become ever increasingly more vulnerable until they attack us again multiple times.
You know, Disraeli had that great quote. He said, when you're dealing, and this was between the Russians and the English and the Russians, he said, you know, when you're dealing with the Russians, they understand one thing, you got to go by force. Now, force doesn't always mean war, he said, because diplomacy can be force without violence. But real diplomatic moves, not, we think you shouldn't do this. But I want to play, because, you know, you brought the Cairo speech up, and folks, I've said this since 2009. This is where this mess started. This speech, this line, this moment.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation.
Well, there you go. And I could tell you that worked out really well in Cairo. That worked out really well. We ended up about a year later with Mohammed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, leading that government. So, you know, when you start saying you're not a Jewish nation or a Christian nation or Judeo-Christian nation, what are you?
Then he goes on to say, and I don't want to play it because I don't want to hear it anymore, we're a nation of principles. Well, you know, Nazi Germany was a nation of principles. It was just really bad and awful principles. So, you know, get off your principles, whatever they are, and let's get a reality check of what's going on right now. You know, the president's talking about sending in weapons now in Iraq. Well, maybe if we had an agreement, David, that would have allowed troops to really have stayed there, we wouldn't have had 40,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. I suspect ISIS wouldn't be doing this.
Here is the truth of what happened. Every faction in Iraq was asking for at least a minimal American troop presence. The American ambassadors negotiating the deal had no guidance from the administration for months.
Status of force agreement we're talking about.
To negotiate a status forces agreement, had no guidance from the administration for months, and then the administration pulled out, leaving these folks high and dry, and it's continuing. Let's think about this. Our strongest allies in Iraq are the Kurds. Our strongest allies. They're willing to fight. The name of their militia is the Peshmerga, which means those who face death. They are strong and brave. And we won't even give them ammunition?
No, because we're worried about, you know, is that going to offend Hamas? I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, this is kind of the mindset here. Let's go to Dean's calling from Georgia. He's been holding a long time on line one. Hi, Dean.
Hi. Got a question about basically Washington.
Sure.
Is there
I've got lots of questions about Ross Washington, but I'll see if I can answer yours. Go ahead, Dean.
Is there any way you can sue or hold accountable someone in Washington if funds are provided that a terrorist organization...
Well, this is, you know, we talked to Than Bennett about this, who's our director of government affairs. I mean, the way they're getting around this technically is by calling the government, the mutual government between this... between Hamas and Fatah, they're calling it a technocratic government. Thus, no one is, in fact, in governmental control from Hamas. I think that's nonsense. Now, I do think Hamas has been significantly devastated in this attack. But look, do I expect that we would stop funding them? Yes, we should stop funding the Palestinian Authority if they're in a partnership with Hamas. Period. That's not a discussion point. Period. We don't fund terrorists. That used to be the policy of the United States. Apparently, it's not anymore. And, you know, go ahead, David. You were bringing up a point about the $47 million
in
aid.
There's that $47 million in aid directly to Gaza that Secretary Kerry promised. He says it's going to outside agencies. But some of those outside agencies, we know, divert funding to build terror tunnels. By one measure, 40% of the outside construction aid that came in went to building terror tunnels in Gaza. So when we give to those agencies, we know that about 40% of that money is going to be siphoned off for purely terrorist purposes.
Well, we also know, look, we know, and there's not a doubt, we'll get into this after the break, we know without a doubt that cement that was going in to be used for construction was used for the terror tunnels. That's not a question. That is fact. And, you know, Turkey was going to send a flotilla in. Remember that? That has not happened. I think, you know, somebody got there and said, you know, that would create a conflict. Maybe they'll try to do it, but looks like they haven't so far. Folks, we're going to take your calls. We got a lot of calls. A lot of folks have been on hold. Take your calls. We come back again. Last 2 days to sign that petition for Israel, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign. You can really help us out. All you do is go to ACLJ.org, online contribution. We get a matching gift for it, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges.
Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
So you want an interesting side note on the situation with these tunnels and the way they were developed? This will get you. Our friend Sean Hannity's been in Israel. He talked with an IDF spokesperson while they were in a tunnel. Listen to this.
This may surprise you. As we get down there, we'll go down that a lot of the cement that we're talking about here was actually provided to the Palestinians by Israel.
Yes. So we know that the tunnel here has been built with cement that has come in as aid to the Gaza Strip. So rather than being used
for the people and hospitals
homes,
and
exactly,
homes.
Exactly, we see that its terror tunnels are being built.
So there you have it. I mean, so Israel gave them that capability. You know, we have been critical of the president's policy here. John made a comment during the break about kind of, by the way, we're on a commercial break here, about the president likes the perks but not the responsibility. But, there, you know, it's a very true statement.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the truth in the pudding. I just watch. Every time a responsibility comes, he takes and blames it on somebody else or wants to make sure that the House and the Senate back it. That way he can blame someone else. He is a genius in flexing responsibility to someone else.
Well, you know, but that's been the whole process, David, also in the Middle East. I mean, you know, he never really makes a statement. I mean, it's never a statement of principle. I mean, we talked about principle. There's never a statement of principle here. It's these kind of condescending, snipey comments, but not, hey, Hamas, knock it off. You can't do that.
You know, he genuinely thought, and people around him genuinely thought,
including Valerie Jarrett,
that by not being George Bush, that was going to mean that the hearts of the Middle East would soften towards the United States. That completely misunderstands the roots of Islamic rage, misunderstands
no
it.
No doubt.
And we're reaping those consequences.
All right, Marty's calling online, too. He's been on hold for a while. Marty, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Jay, thank you so much
for
all that you do.
Yep.
Say, what my correlation, and it means so much, is the word life. And we have an administration and a liberal government who already shows their disdain for life in America. And when he makes a comment of worried about women and children, the man has done everything legislatively that he has been able to do since he was a senator.
Well, this is because, Marty, this is his worldview. I mean, you know, people have worldviews, and this is, you know, president. People say, well, the president's being naive. This isn't not naive. This is not a guy that's naive. This is he's a graduate of David's college, law school, Harvard. Nothing against Harvard. It is no Oxford, but nothing against Harvard. But having said that, he's a law professor at the University of Chicago. This is not a guy that's making this stuff up. No, he really believes it. I mean, at the end of the day, Skip, the policies that they're putting forward are exactly what the president believes.
Absolutely. He's a convinced ideologue. These are his worldviews. He believes in these things, and he's pursuing them with great gusto, irrespective of what the American people like, irrespective of what the American people want, and irrespective of the fact that he wasn't elected to do all the stuff he's doing. Nonetheless, he has the power, and he's trying to do it either by phone or by pen, irrespective of what the Congress is doing or not doing. So
wait till you see what happens next week on the immigration pen. That'll be interesting, what happens on the border. That's going to be a horrible situation down there, by the way. But I will tell you this. Well, you know, buckle your seatbelts, folks. Let's go to Jay from New York on line four. Jay, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going today? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm an American. I'm a truck driver. I work hard on blue collar.
Yes, sir.
Union, and I'm a voter and a taxpayer.
Yes.
But, you know, everything that I've been listening to all these years, I kind of like did my own research on the internet,
uh-huh.
and I don't go with what most people are saying in the media.
So what are you going with
Israel? I think that Israel is more responsible because you have 100,000 Jews of the most religious type of Jews in New York City who won't fly the Israeli flag, and they are against the Zionists and Israel.
Yeah.
And I think that Israel is invading the Palestinians.
So the Israelis and the Jews, particularly, of course, have invaded the Palestinian territories. And Jay, what Palestinian territory would that be that they invaded?
Well, imagine another country.
No. What Palestinian Authority area has the Israelis invaded? Gaza, for instance?
Terrorist.
Who's the terrorist?
Israel is the terrorist.
Oh, right. But let's be clear, though. Is it Israel's a terrorist and the Jews are terrorists funding it, right? Don't you think that's true? That's true. The Jews are funding the terrorism. Don't you think that's true?
Actually, I am also a Jew.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Jew myself.
You're a Jew who believes
I'm against Zionism. I'm not against Judaism. I'm not a self-hating Jew or anything
like
that.
I don't know. I don't know. You're not a self-hating Jew, but you're telling me that it's Israel's fault.
Absolutely. Israel's not
so let me ask you a question. Was it Israel's, was it the Jews' fault that then what happened in Nazi Germany? Was that the Jews' fault too?
Why would you take somebody's land?
Whose land did they take?
The movement came about 100 years ago when they got together and they decided to take this land. They went there and they said, you know, the bride is beautiful, but she's already married.
You know, Jay, I don't know what website you're reading. What is it? I'm Jewish, but I hate being Jewish.com. I mean, what website are you reading? Because let me tell you something, my friend, and I want to be serious about this, Jay. When they come calling for you and me, you'll be glad that State of Israel exists. Okay? So, Jay, you know, you're driving around in a free country, earning a living. That's great. But don't forget what's going on here. And let me play another Jewish guy who happens to be a Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
Let's not forget one thing. Hamas is an organization that's sworn to Israel's destruction. It believes it has the moral right to do military action against Israel at any time. And so we can't use these ceasefires as simply ways for Hamas to reload.
And Chuck Schumer, I can't even believe I'm saying it, is absolutely 100% correct. And David, that's what they're going to do right now.
Absolutely. They're going to do their best to reload, which is why it is so important right now that these blockades be maintained.
Yep.
And what is the one thing that Secretary Kerry wanted to do? Lift the blockade.
Yeah, and that would have been, Skip, very quickly, that would have been suicidal.
That would have been suicidal. We have already had, over and over again, they've been able to smuggle weapons in. Imagine if they had the freedom to just float them in and offload them on the coast of Gaza. They would... there'd be a thriving business in rockets and other weaponry all at Israel.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Al Jazeera is reporting right now that there are new tunnels from Hamas that are in position and that they are actually ready to use those right now. So we will see what happens in the next 24 hours. Folks, connect with us on Facebook. Share our information on Facebook. Very important you do that. Also, our friend John Schlitt is here with us. He has launched a brand new ministry that we're really excited about. If you go to johnschlittministries.org. JohnSchlittMinistries.org. You can get information about what John's doing and the ministry that's continuing to go, not just in the United States, but literally around the world, including Saudi Arabia. So JohnSchlittMinistries.org, and we encourage you to support the great work with your tax-deductible donations to John's ministry. We certainly are here, and we encourage you to do the same thing. Folks, that is going to do it for the broadcast today. I'm going to get more into this issue of the persecution of Christians that are taking place right now in Iraq and Syria. We'll have the team on tomorrow. We'll get into this. We need you to take a stand for Israel as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, very important here, like us on Facebook. Right under 2 million, I think about 125,000 away from hitting 2 million between mine and the ACLJ's. So we encourage you to go ahead and like us on Facebook. You can do that with John as well. John Schlitz got a page. We encourage you to do that. We'll be back with more on this tomorrow. ACLJ.org for that matching challenge. Talk to you tomorrow.
We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.